For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. Governor Mike Parson says most businesses throughout the state will be able to reopen by next week on May 4th, but there will be social distancing guidelines in place. Parson was expected to explain the reopening plan on Friday, but he said he will release those details this week. Parson said even businesses like hair salons and fitness centers will be allowed to open despite not being able to practice social distancing. He says he may offer some guidance and require protective equipment, but it will largely be up to businesses.
I don't think you're going to need government to regulate everything about how you run your business. I think, number one, the business will take it upon themselves to make sure the customers feel safe. And frankly, the customers are not going to go there if they don't feel safe.
Parson also extended the state of emergency for Missouri until June 15th, which gives him additional resources to respond quickly when needed. Meanwhile, some businesses near St. Louis are already reopening with some safety measures in place after local officials lifted restrictions that were implemented to slow the spread of COVID-19. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports Franklin County allowed golf courses, movie theaters, concert halls, gyms, fitness studios, tanning salons, bowling alleys, and skating rinks to reopen Saturday as long as they maintain social distancing guidelines. As of yesterday, state health officials have confirmed 6,997 cases of COVID-19 and 274 deaths due to it. Missouri lawmakers are headed back to Jefferson City today. State House reporter Jacqueline Driscoll says their main goal is to pass the state budget by May 8th, even though the state's financial future is still uncertain.
House Speaker Elijah Haar says states still need guidance on how federal stimulus dollars can be used, which means even if a budget is passed in time, lawmakers may still need to come back later to work out the details.
We think it's possible and maybe even probable that we'll have to come back after May 8th for special session to tweak and supplement how that budget money is allocated.
While the state constitution lays out a deadline, there's no clear repercussions if it's missed. Haar says the governor would simply call a special session, which is likely to happen anyway. Haar says the National Guard will be taking temperatures of those entering the building during session. He's recommending people wear masks and that lawmakers and staff stay in their offices when possible. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
The Missouri State Highway Patrol is reporting a dangerous trend on roads and highways left emptier than usual due to the coronavirus outbreak. People speeding at extraordinarily fast levels. According to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, patrol officials have caught at least one motorist per day traveling faster than 100 miles per hour. Troopers have heard excuses like there's no traffic to I'm not hurting anyone. The top reported speed during the outbreak was someone traveling at 145 miles per hour in Ray County on April 17th. Another motorist was caught going 143 miles per hour in Pettis County. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News Columbia.